Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Community Prayers. My name is Phil, and it's lovely to welcome you to these prayers this morning. As a community, through Lent, we are looking at some of the I ams that Jesus said. And yesterday, the I am that we began to look at was Jesus speaking to his disciples, I am the true vine. I am the vine. And so a verse from that passage from John 15 as we begin. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. So hopefully you picked up an order of service as you came in. And we begin with the opening sentences. Out of the depths I have cried to you. With my whole heart I want to praise you. O Lord, hear my voice. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, who could stand? Who could stand? I will wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word do I hope. Just a few moments of silence as we reflect on that last couple of lines I've spoken. Lord, you have always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, Lord, you've always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, Lord, you've always kept me safe in trials, and now, tried as I am, Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, Lord, you've always lightened this darkness of mine, and though night is here, Lord, you have always spoken when the time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe. So our reading today is a psalm. It's Psalm 80. You can find it on page 593 of the Chapel Bibles. Following our theme of the week, Jesus being the true vine, you will find references to vine here, as well as shepherds and as well as light. The psalm, though, is a lament. And the great thing about lament psalms is who they are speaking them to. They're speaking them to God. They're not speaking them into a void. They're speaking them to God. And therefore, it's a psalm. All psalms are a psalm of hope because of who they are speaking them to. Psalm 80 on page 593. Hear us, Shepherd of Israel, you who led Joseph like a flock, you who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Awake your might. Come and save us. Restore us, O God. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. How long, Lord God Almighty, will your anger smoulder against the prayers of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have made them drink tears by the bowlful. You have made us an object of derision to our neighbours, and our enemies mock us. Restore us, God Almighty. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. You transplanted a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it, and it took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. Its branches reached as far as the sea, its shoots as far as the river. Why have you broken down the walls, so that all who pass by pick its grapes? Boars from the forest ravage it, and insects from the fields feed on it. Return to us, God Almighty. Look down from the heavens and see. Watch over this vine, the root your right hand has planted, the son you have raised up for yourself. Your vine is cut down. It is burned with fire. At your rebuke, your people perish. Let your hand rest on the man at your right hand, the son of man you raised up for yourself. Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we will call on your name. Restore us, Lord God Almighty. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. Within this prayer of lament, this is this wonderful refrain that runs right through it. This heartfelt prayer to restore us, O God, to make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. The psalm also speaks and reminds God of what he has already done. You transplanted a vine from Egypt, the psalmist says. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it, and it took root and filled the land. Some of us may be in a place of lament today. But yet let's remind ourselves this morning of what God has done in our lives. Let's spend just a few moments just reminding ourselves, and maybe God too, of what he has done for us. Our own faith history, the way God has spoken to us. People of Israel found themselves in this place of lament, although not explicitly said, implicitly it said in the psalm that they had turned away from God, turned away from the one who brought them out of Egypt. And so we read how they made them drink tears by the bowlful, it says. They were fed with the bread of tears. And yet there are many who have not turned away from God, who have remained faithful, and yet are drinking a bowlful of tears. Let's particularly pray today, this morning, for the persecuted church around the world who hold on to God's love and who he is and who Jesus is, the true vine. And through Jesus, we have a God who always wants to bring restoration, to make his face shine upon us, restore us, Lord God Almighty, make your face shine on us that we may be saved. What a wonderful hope, what a wonderful truth. So let us prepare ourselves for the day before us and claim its potential sent by God. In a few moments quiet, let us pray. We bring to God our concerns for today. we bring to God, the people of today. And let us pray for ourselves. God, give us wisdom before we speak, understanding while we listen, sensitivity towards those we meet, and the perspective of your kingdom in which to see the things of earth. Bring us to the day's ending, blessed through having shared the day's beginning. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen. You're very welcome to stay in the chapel as long as you wish. Soon breakfast will be served in the dining room.